on your schedules and coming to this meeting that we didn't intend on having. I guess as far as the consent items, we have the minutes of our last meeting on the May 9th. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes? Anybody have any comments? That being said, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
A second.
No, I'll entertain a motion.
You want to be the first, Clark?
Yes, please.
Second.
All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes carry. I'll be able to sign the minutes. By the way, that was item number 18-496. As far as our regular agenda, we've got 18-497. To consider and discuss act on the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board budget for fiscal year 2019. That's hard to imagine, 2019 number. So we have an attached budget. And Tim, can you give us a little rundown as to what this means?
Just looking at it myself.
So, I guess what I can glean from that, if I start at the original 17-18, we had $5,050 in revenue, and we had itemized for $5,000 for special events.
Which is Veterans Day.
And
we annually project revenues to be around $5,000. That's projected.
Yeah.
Total transfers to park construction fund is $5,000. And our annual budget has normally been projected at $5,000. 16-17, we spent $4,727. 17-18, projected to be $5,000. And then next year, we're proposing an expenditure of $6,000.
So year to date, we've already spent $3,800?
No, that's actual $1,561.
No,
we can hold year to date.
So if you look on the column second from the right, that's the one you're looking at, right, Colin?
Yeah, the purple
that's
one.
That's year to date. But that was only through January 31st.
31st, which is odd.
I don't know how we spent $3,800 in January.
Which column?
The second from the right.
It's the purple one.
Mm-hmm.
He's the banker.
If you go down to special events and products, that line.
One wrong page.
Alright, so second column, yep. Now go down to that 3845. That's year to date. I bet you that is year to date, and they just forgot to change January 31st.
Probably.
Okay.
Because we didn't spend that $3,100 in January.
Well, what did we spend it on? Since was that money that
3845 was probably for last November's event.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking.
Because our budget year runs October 1 through September.
That would make sense, though.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Then the Gold Star Memorial as well.
It is a totally different account.
Oh, it is? Okay. Mm-hmm.
So basically what we're seeing here is the very far right column. We have, we've increased the budget for special events and projects to $6,000.
Correct. That's our request.
And the reason, if I recall, is because we've been finding, adding more names, and so our engraving costs have gone up.
Correct. So we're wanting to make sure we have enough to cover that, incur that cost.
So, for the record, we've had 17 new names
quite a bit
added, which is pretty big compared to previous years. That's a big...
Yeah, it's the biggest year. I think one year you found...
I think we did 12 one year.
Mm.
Yep.
So
12 is the max. The highest so far.
Okay. Well, we're not done.
Right.
Hoping I can get the information on that female. That would be pretty sweet. Okay, so I guess the proposal is that we increase our budget by $1,000 to $6,000 annual. Do we have any board member comments?
Well, we're going to be running out of deficit. $950.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand, is that $950 deficit. But on the other page, though, it says that we have
no, it does. It says it's net income is negative $950.
Because
we spent that extra money on the wasn't there an additional expenditure for the memorial?
Is that the parks construction fund? $4,000 of the money that's spent. That's what put us.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
Tim, wasn't that the VFW check that they accidentally put into Veterans Memorial and then they transferred it over to Gold Star? Didn't that occur? Remember?
Yes.
So is that what the $4,000 is? When they transferred it over? Because in years past, that it always went to the Veterans Memorial, and that one year we wanted it to go to Gold
and
Star.
And one year VFW said specifically they wanted that allocated to the Gold mm-hmm. Star.
And so that then went to MCDC. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So we either need to cut the budget by $950, or we need to get some donations, contributions, or something. Fundraising.
So I guess that makes it, Marlene's has a good point. Does that mean we're already 950 in the hole?
He's confirming what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, I read it differently. I read the fund as being, we had money in there, maybe from already. That 950 was when it's applied to that fund that's already in there, the fund balance, and then it drops to 5523, which is what it looks like ending fund balance. Right.
I know, because, right, yeah, if you read it here, it's different than how they have it set up here.
Yeah,
okay, so this sheet,
this year, and you subtract all that out with the estimated budget deficit for next year, we have 5523.
Okay.
So if we're okay with that, is one thing. Or, as Marlene suggests, we could say, all right, let's change our budget to 5150 and see how the year plays out. No one's gonna be concerned with this 950 on the council side because we have the money to cover it. So we could leave it there. And
what we're really voting on though is putting $6,000 into the account next year.
Correct.
That the city
yeah.
is going to give us.
Right.
That's really the key.
Yeah.
So we just basically, what I glean from this is we plan for the Memorial Day ceremony on Veterans Day. We got $5,500 to spend, no more. That's our cap. And so that shouldn't be a problem. That's usually going to be an ample amount of money, I'm sure.
What do we spend up for Veterans Day? What do we spend the most money on?
The flyover.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
About 750.
How much
is that? What's
that? The engravings. When you put a new name on it.
We do them in batches, so.
Well, that's the one thing we're going to consolidate.
It's per name, but the more names he does at one engraving, it lessens the cost.
That's right.
I can pull those figures.
Because we can kind of get an estimate. They got
I
17
think
this year,
17,
and 15 next year. Plus the veterans.
Yeah.
Stuff.
We spend more money on engraving, we'll just ask the flight of the team to cut two planes. That was a joke.
My car.
I say there's times where we only have two planes, so, or weather with no planes.
One where we had three, but somebody was sick.
Yeah.
I'm fine with setting the budget at $6.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the clarification.
Yes.
Motion to approve the
have a motion from Bennett and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Yeah.
That concludes our discussion on the budget. And citizen comments? Board comments. I guess the only thing I'd have to say is I want to express my appreciation for Tim. We discovered the damage to the Veterans Memorial on Memorial Day, and by the end of that week, we already had a game plan to get it fixed. Considering there was a holiday in there, that's exceptional service. Very, very much appreciated.
You bet.
What you made happen there. As far as how it happened, I guess, you know.
It's a weird spot for it to have happened.
I suspect it looks to me like a zero turn banged into it. That's what I think.
A what did? The only thing that would make sense, it would be that close without leaving big tire tracks or something. So.
It happens again, we'll have to build a bollard.
That's my suspicion, but the contractor would know up to it. It will be repaired, $1,875.
I thought the decomposed granite around the Gold Star Memorial, that just really, that solved a lot of problems. And a very elegant solution. So the only thing we'll have to do is before any big ceremony, I noticed the dust. We'll just have to go out there and dust that memorial.
Yes.
So quick question. So the wreaths, they were beautiful. Mm-hmm. Do we send thank you notes to them since they donated them?
Yeah, I think we need to. I'm waiting on still supposed to get some of those granite plaques from the monument supplier.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll get one for them.
Yeah, because they don't.
Because year in, year out.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to go by. I'm going to try to go by there tomorrow and pick up the stands and take them back.
They don't want them back.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah, I asked them.
Oh, okay.
So they don't need them back.
And who do I put in the minutes that the wreath came from?
Jackson Turrentine. Forget her name.
Oh, I know.
RD will tell me. RD know. Well, great. Well, I don't have any other comments. Anybody have anything for the good of the order? We will take the month of July off.
But August will be.
I think by August we ought to start getting ready for the Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Anybody have any ideas for speakers?
There was a lady that was the assistant CFO of PepsiCo, who came and spoke at Prosper. Her story, is just amazing. She's just a neat person. She was a mother who had two sons serving at the same time and lost one of them. And her story is moving and inspirational. And it was one of the best speeches I've ever heard. You know, she's a natural speaker because she's an executive. So it came across real smooth. And she's well-spoken and it was just a moving story. Everybody there was just so touched by it. So I can find out her name. Just a neat story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person I was thinking about would be Lieutenant General Jim Campbell, the McKinney resident Air Force. He was the one that was responsible for putting the Predator, the arming the Predator drones.
Hmm.
That was a program that he stood up. And so that's what I was thinking about in terms of a veteran. I'll reach out to him to see if he's.
She talks a lot about being a family of veterans. Her father was a veteran, her grandfather. So she might work. Okay.
It's good to have options.
Yep.
Definitely.
Well, nobody else has any comments, I think. We can all go home and eat.
Dinner bells.
Marley, can you show us a few Taekwondo moves?
Sure.
Yeah, so we have a move to do adjourn. A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Okay, so first is Matt.
Yep.
And second is Marley. Andrew?
Andrew.
What did I do?
We both said it. We both seconded it.
Yes. Hello?